Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight, founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it. Father, I stretch. Come on. My hand to thee. Come on. No.
I really believe that, my brother.
Good morning. I believe he's in the midst. Good morning. If we can stretch our hand to the Father. We can stretch our hand to the Father. I will stretch our hand to the Father. He's ready and able to see us through. Isn't it good to know that he is in the midst? Because without him, my brothers, I'm telling you, boy, we'll be lost. If somebody been down this road before, know that it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Somebody know what I'm saying. Boy, Doc, I'm telling you, boy, sometimes you just have to look back over your life. Just thank God for all what he has done. Because if it had not been for him, my God, where would we be? I'm thinking on yesterday that we celebrate Father's Day. We try to always give praise to our Heavenly Father, because he is the one who created all of us, male and female. And he is the father of the fatherless, mother of the motherless. You know, he'd be there when no one else be there. And I love that part, because he is God all by himself. And without him, we'd be nothing. Thank God for this Holy Spirit. Thank God for a new week and a new day. Because surely it was him. It was him who made it out of reality, boy. It was him who made this day come forth. Boy, I love that, boy. Because without him, brother, we are so... I mean, I could speak for myself. It's like I put myself in a lot of situations when I'm not in tune with him. Feel like when I try to do it myself, I always messed up. But I do know one thing, Reverend. I really, truly believe this. I really believe he answered the call. Help me, Holy Spirit. He answered the call. What I mean by that, it was him. It was him. Saw me in the midst of my sin and thought about me. And let me know, and brought me to my senses too, brother. To let me know to say, Father, I stretch my hand to you. I believe that songwriter, when he wrote that song, that we all have a chance. We just look up to heaven and ask God for some help. Have you been there lately?
Yes, sir.
Have you been there lately? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for all the things you have done and about to do in this day. Can we believe it? We discourage not to believe this now. When praises go up, blessings come down. So we come to the throne of grace. We come thanking, Lord, for your spirit, Lord, that is already here, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the ones that came out just to want to go start that day out with the word of God. Or thanksgiving, or just saying, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. Lord, we just thank you for your presence always, Lord. We ask you to forgive us any sins we have done, known and unknown sins. And Lord, if it's anything right now not pleasing to you, we ask you to remove it, Lord. We ask you to come in the room, Lord, and bless your children today, Lord. Give them a word, Lord. Open their heart up. Maybe the Father is something they didn't understand, but let it be through the teacher's word today that you are in the midst. Lord, you are awesome, God. We really believe in you, Lord, and we love you to the fullest, Lord. So we ask you, by the sound of our voice, Lord, that you touch everyone home, that you touch everyone, if they got something in their hearts, burden them down, that you lift up that burden, Lord, that you allow them to understand that you are God, to hear all things and see all things. So we ask you to bless this ministry this morning, Lord. Even the ones that, you know, had them in their mind want to be on, they come on. Or ones are slow for coming on, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to be with them, Lord. Let them know that New Jerusalem going to come. Oh, yes, that New Jerusalem going to come. Yeah. One day that we're going to wish that the day we could been on here and doing some things like in this order, Lord. Because where we going, that they're going to be there. When we always lift up our boys and say thank you for allowing us to come here. So, Lord, we ask you to concentrate our mind right now, Lord. Everything you're moving for us to understand your word, so you apply it to our life. We ask you to move in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord, and we believe that if we come to you, you'll do all things. So thank you, Lord. And this we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. If nobody didn't tell you, if you're a father, we're going to say Happy Father's Day. as his mother told you, it's still good. You know, we do know, we still know Jesus, our Heavenly Father, looking down on us, and he is the true Father. You know, it was the time that man wouldn't call no other man a father. He'll call him a dad because it ain't but one father, and that's our Heavenly Father. But then God gave us earthly fathers, you know, to hold and teach us, you know. And sometimes, Reverend, I'm going to say this till I go home. Sometimes we misunderstood, man. Sometimes we try our best to, you know, what God tools that God give us to be able to be fathers. Sometimes you can go to a coach class. You can go, they can tell you how to do dust and dust. But sometimes it hits so hard, so quick, if you ain't praying right, if you ain't standing with the will of God, you won't make it. But it was a scripture that came today, and we stood over here in Mark. And it was someone came to Jesus one day. This young man was a rich man. You know, we're going to deal off in Mark 10 and 17. Mark 10 and 17. This man was known as a rich young ruler. He also had everything a man would want on this side. He had it. The one thing he was seeking one day, and he went to the master. And the scripture says, and when he was gone forth into a way, there came on one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what should I do that I may inherit the eternal life? Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, I'm shifting high again in a minute, but just to know and see the things Jesus done at that particular time, call this rich man. You know, they not humble. A lot of rich people are not humble. You found a real rich man that's humble. You know, you know God got to be in the midst of it. You know what I'm talking about? Because most rich man, a rich person is arrogant. And they should get the best of best. You know, some of them don't even want to pay because they're so rich. You know what I'm talking about? You know, really, they look at it, they're supposed to get all the, you know, instead of us, you know, we need help, and they get more help to them on them taxes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
But they said they do that so they can make it profitable for the ones like us. But I tell you one thing about it, it's like it's upside down to me. But when he seen Jesus, all the healing, all the deliverance, everything he's seen, he seen something. Cause it wasn't. No, remember, I told him the other day. I haven't told him yesterday. I told him Jesus came not just for to heal nobody, not just to deliver nobody from some evil spirit, but he came for salvation. He made a person whole the other day. We learned and yesterday by the woman that touched him at the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. You know, and I'm telling you, Jairus, you know, his daughter, he rose up at the grave. You know, they said she was dead. Jesus came in, told her she was just asleep, and they laughed at him. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they laughed at him. Don't you know that young rich ruler might have been around today? He's seen all this. And he told them that he made each one of them whole again. See, when you look at the word, you hear certain words, and you see that when Jesus did things, he didn't also heal them for their infirmities, really. He healed them for their what? Their soul. Because man can be fully healthy and bust and heal wide open. Help me, Holy Spirit. But he wants the man to be whole. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when this man saw Jesus, the Bible said he didn't walk to him. He ran and kneeled to him. Now, that takes a lot for a rich man to do that. And he was a young man, too, though. But he looked at Jesus, and he fell down and kneeled in submission. And then he thought he was doing something. He said, good master. Really, he thought he was really doing something. When he said, good master. And he said, like most of us would do, what should I do that I may inherit the eternal life. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one. That is who, really? God.
God.
He had to get him straight. He had to get him straight right quick. You know what I'm talking about? Only one person. That's why when you know, sometimes we play the word game, you know what I'm talking about? Man, I'm good. I'm doing all right, you know. You know, and you know, when we say this, we find out that God is in the midst of this. I love that part, Reverend, because we have a part to play, Reverend, that ain't no one of us can look at us, at each side of us, and say we are better than the next person. Because if it had not been for God, if it had not been for him who's showing us him through Jesus, we keep ourselves looking like, what, filthy rags before him. But we find out and through the eyes of God that we have a better chance in it than looking through the eyes of Eric. Look in the eyes of Reverend Henry, you know, brother and sister, and there's no other person can take that word good as but God. He's the only one. And Jesus said this in his word, as I'm in the book. I'm making sure I'm still reading the book. Yeah. Jesus said this, and he wants us to understand that when we come to him, we need to know this. We need to know that who is the one we call good. And I believe this, Reverend, I believe it's in red. I believe this thing is written in red when you hear this here. Now, look what he said. Mm-hmm. Tie this up. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest that the commandment. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered, Reverend, and said unto him, Master, watch this now. All these things have I observed from my youth. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus gave him a laundry list. Just search him out a little bit. Because they know the Mosaic law. They know how to apply the law, right? But what Jesus was finna set him up from, he didn't see this was coming. But he had to let him know, if you keep these things, you know, because a man can live by the law, he'll die by the law, right? Because the law can save you, right? The law can save
you. That's right.
You know, and then he went to the man because the man is master. You know, and then you look, and that is a Hebrew word. It's short for teacher. You know, he's a teacher. Mm-hmm. And when we look at that, we see that Jesus and the man was so eager to know. He said, well, I've done all these, right? I don't steal. I didn't kill. I don't commit adultery. I mean, he look at the list. He said, I've been keeping all this, and I don't bear false witness. I don't defraud nobody. Mm-hmm. I ain't robbing nobody. You know, them and I honor my father and my mother. I've been doing this all my life. That's what he's saying, Reverend. He said, Kevin, what have you kept since you've been on this side?
Mm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have you been keeping it? See, that's why we teach, and then we try our best to teach that Jesus said it in Matthew's 5 and 17. He didn't do what? He didn't come to change the law, right? But he didn't come on to do all that. He came to fulfill what the law was and the prophets. He said, and then when he does it like this, he lets us know until it be filled. See, at this time, it hasn't been filled yet. And now he's trying to teach it to him, let him know that, yeah, you did all these things, but now I got to go a little further with this, Reverend. He's going to go a little further with a lot of rich people. Now, he trying to be humble, though, right? But a lot of rich people struggle with this when he said this here. He said, okay, then Jesus behold him. He said, love him. That's what he said, right? And said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way and sell, here we go, y'all, whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the poor. And thou shalt have the treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me.
Right.
I want to bag up because many times we hung on some few things, but I want to back up. The scripture said, then Jesus beholding him, love him. That's what the book said, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still there. He loved him. See, love will cause you to understand. So you finna get some tough things said to you right now. Oh, have you had somebody mm-hmm. get you some tough love before? See, love will look at this, because he's finna show him to how Jesus loved us enough to if you love me so much, you receive salvation in life. But you got to do something, Reverend. As I behold my love on your eyes, Jesus want to penetrate the man innermost and being seen in deeper and deeper. He kind of looks so deep in the presence, Reverend, so he can't unfold or can hide nothing. But Jesus, he said, let me deal with your heart. Let me go to your heart right now. See when Jesus went to his heart, Reverend, you know, he started looking at that thing a little bit, and he told him, we'll go back. I tell you what, go sell all your stuff. Yeah, I want you to do that. He said, whatever you do. Mm. He said, and then he said, and give it to the poor.
Yeah.
He said, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And then he did another thing, Reverend. He said, take up your cross and follow me. See now
yes,
you took what was in your heart and you gave it to the poor. I'm not gonna leave you stressed. I want you to pick up that cross, because you're gonna follow mm-hmm. me. You're gonna walk with me to get it to get the inherited, the eternal life. You got to lose some things right now. See, these things are holding you down, my brother. That's what you're trying to tell them. This riches you have will hold you down. I want you to give it up. I want you to give it all up and give it to the poor. He said, sell it, everything you got, just give it to the poor. And then that treasure you want is in heaven. But you won't go to heaven. If God took, that's like
mm-hmm.
when we try to do something. I'm going to give you something. Let me tell you how God, look at the scripture here. This is what we try to do with our brother the other day when he was needing some help. And someone with a kind
mm-hmm.
heart should have helped his way. You know what I'm talking about? And our prayer for you is, this is how we in the church. Now, this ain't got nothing to do with no nomination either. We believe when you pay tithes, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
some people got all kind of weird things they should pay tithes. But when you pay your tithes and you give it to the church, or wherever you do it. But I want to tell you something. Once you give it to the church, you shouldn't even worry about it more. Because if you're giving grudgingly, if you give them wondering what they're going to do with the money, so you might as well kill the cat, because right then you ruin your blessing. Oh, help me,
mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit. That's why when you give, you don't give and say, well, I hope they do right with it. No, you give from your heart. And let me tell you something, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're the, everywhere you listen to yesterday, everybody preached about the prodigal son. Everybody, I mean, I heard 20 sermons almost yesterday, and every time I listen, they preach about the prodigal son. So evidently, people need to know that you can go out like he did. You know what I'm talking about? And we know that story that his father gave him his inheritance. So and he gave him his inheritance. He went out and spent everything he had, Reverend. Everything he wasted, riding out and partying. You know what I'm talking about? All he had. You know, and that's what we are today. When God blesses us with something, especially if we can bless somebody else, if he blesses us with something, we should always be willing to help somebody. And I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
We always say, don't give to hurt. You know what I'm talking about? And yeah, if you're going to give and you're going to be complaining about it, don't give, because you're not giving from
mm-hmm.
your heart. Amen? So can you imagine him if he'd have sold everything he had? Reverend? And give it to the poor. Don't
mm-hmm.
you know he was solemn? He'd been resentful and looking at them people as they were getting blessed. He would have been sitting up there looking at them people and said, now, I'm the reason why you got that money. Look how I am now. I'm poor now. That's
mm-hmm.
what he's going to look. See,
mm-hmm.
you might be poor
and
we call having materialistic things, because that's what he did. He stole all his stuff. But let me tell you something. Look what you gained. If people that did what Jesus said. He would have gained the treasures of heaven. Don't you know? Don't you know if you just follow what he said? There's some things God told us to do, and I'm telling you, some of us are guilty of not doing it. We think we can do it in our own way. God has told us to do some things and to serve him, and look, we won't lay it down. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I've been around the church, man. We try our best to preach and teach the word of grace. We preach and teach that God shows his grace through his Son. We allow who come, Reverend, who to die for us, Reverend. He died for us so you and I can have this access to life, because it wasn't nothing we did so great. Help me, Holy Spirit. And we find out he did this because every time I think about this, let me do this for a minute. I'm going to go back over here because I want you to understand this cross this brother had to pick up. I want you to understand, taking up this cross, you don't put it down because you want to fight. You won't put it down because you want to do things in your flesh. You keep that cross no matter what someone say to you. You keep that cross with you because you know that at the end of the day, help me, Holy Spirit, that you will have access to the Father. Look what it says over here. Yeah. But Christ being come is a high priest of God. He said, come by the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. Oh, yes, I'm not in Mark over here. I'm over here in Hebrews right here. I'm bruising you a little bit. And 9 and 11. He said that the hand is there to say, not of this building. Help me, Holy Spirit. Neither by the blood of a goat and a calf, but by his own blood, he entered in once into a high place where he obtained eternal redemption for us. For the blood of a bull and a goat and of an ashes of a heifer sprinkled over unclean, sanctified to purify the flesh. He said, how much more to the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without a spot, look here, to God, purging your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. This is what he was trying to get this brother to be hooked on with. Help me, Holy Spirit. He wanted that brother, once you sell all that and give it to the poor, these things you're going to follow. Your baby will be more stronger, because many times it's so mind, they believe they can buy their way out a lot of things. It rich people mind. Yeah, right. They feel they can swindle the people out some money. He wanted them to detach himself from that riches and follow him and pick up this cross. And then look what he said. And he was so sad, real, that saying, he was so sad at that saying and went away grieving, for he had great possession. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Go on.
This brother, when he seen and what he heard, when Jesus told him to go and sell all that, then pick up a cross, that means a burden, brothers and sisters. Pick up a cross. Did you know what this possession I got, Reverend? You mean I got, once I get it up, I'm back on, not on East Street, I'm on Hall Street. But let me tell you something. See, there's a lot of us want our riches and fame and glory right now. But don't you know one of these old mornings, you're going to wake up and you're going to wake up and the choice ain't going to be yours no more. Oh, I know right about it. The choice ain't going to be yours no one more. Because when you get outside this old body and you get in that place that we say he reigns on the unjust and just alike, when you get up in front of that judgment seat and when he tells you, you get away from me, depart from me, that's what he said, you depart from me, you work up a nigger. Don't you gonna want to say, Lord, well, I did some things in your name. He said, but you work up a iniquity, my brother. You work up wickedness and you evil. That's what he said. You work up a nickel, you evil. And you know, every time we look at that, we say that because people, that sound like a horror, but you evil. That's what he said. Hey, Reverend, when you start thinking about how God look at evil, he don't want no man or no child to walk around and being evil. He wants us to do what?
Right.
He wants to be showing love, showing compassion, showing that we are brother's keeper. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that we can look out for one another. Have you looked out for one another lately? And then when you look at that, and this unrighteousness, lawlessness, when you start looking at that spiritual thing, what he called iniquity, and this evil and wickedness, you know, and when it sets in your heart, it calls you to do some things that you know ain't of God. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Somebody know what I'm talking about. God, look at us. See, God, look at this thing spiritual. So you might whoop me physically, right? But God, look at this thing spiritually. Why do I fear you? And who has the key? The only but to hurt the flesh. So I should be fearing someone who can what destroy the body and the spirit.
Yes, sir.
This is what he's trying to get the brother. If you want to get into the eternal life, right? You want to inherit this. You got to do something. Somebody said, well, I'm doing pretty good. Must be doing all right. You know, I'm doing dust and dust. And let me tell you something. Boy, I always say this. When you get so comfortable in your flesh that you can tell God, I feel pretty good about, and you know you ain't doing right. Watch this here now. That he asked him to keep up. Did he keep all this other stuff? Have you did any adultery? Have you killed somebody? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book, right? Have you stolen anything? You know what I'm talking about? These are the things he said, that the man said he kept in his youth. Have you defrauded anybody? Have you false witness on anybody? Have you did all these things? If you did any one of them things, trust me, he tell you at that period of time, you talk to that the rich ruler, it was no hope for you. But he said he kept it all. So what hinders you to serve God? You might not have riches, but what hindered you to serve the Lord? You know, what treasure is in your heart while you serving God to hold you back? Now watch this here. You know, I'm gonna go a little further with this. And Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, he said, look what he said, how hardly should they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He didn't say he couldn't get in. He said, how hardly should they have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his word. But Jesus answered again, said unto them, children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into what? The kingdom of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we got something we can see riches, you know. It's materialistic things, worldly things. It makes watch this here, Reverend. It makes you comfortable, if I can say that. Can I say that? It please your taste. Can I say that, Reverend? It stirs your ego. If you don't mind, Reverend, it expands your experiences. I'm going down the road for a minute. It challenges your mental pursuit. Oh, hear me. It stresses your self-image. When you got money, you feel like you're on top of the world. Nobody can tell you nothing. You feel like I don't need nobody. You know, this material lesson have you be so self-centered of your life. In the things of the world, Reverend, you give more attention, Reverend, to the world and not on God.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, "Well, I know a lot of famous preachers. They got millions and millions. Now I hear them preach every Sunday. I hear them do a lot of things. I'm just giving you what the Bible said. Can I back up and see what the Bible said again? Jesus said it's in there." You can get mad at the book. Don't get mad at me. He said, he looked around about and said unto his disciples, how hardly should they that have riches get into the kingdom of God? Now, if it's in the book, what did we go wrong when we get all this money? Where did we go wrong, Reverend, when we get all this money? What happened when we get so rich that we don't help nobody? Now, I'm not saying them pastors not helping. I don't build. I ain't cast no. I'm not with them 24/7. And the church ain't helping nobody. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if they don't do His will, what He gave them.
Yeah.
He told us to do something with the money, man. We're supposed to help one another. We got it at our little bitty church. We call a common offering and a benevolent offering. We look out for people. You know what I'm talking about? We set money aside.
Mm-hmm.
If there was someone getting a tough spot, they can go to it. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then then we know when we give it, we ask for you when you receive somebody to put it back. But if you can't, you know, one thing about it, it's just like this here. If the God to give it, help me, Holy Spirit. And the God can take it.
Yeah.
So look at this kingdom he was talking about. He said, To get the kingdom of God, the disciples had a problem. They looked at that, what he said. They was stunned by what he was saying, and he made it more practical, Reverend. He made it so practical that they could understand.
Yeah.
He said, but Jesus answered again and said unto their children, how hard is it for them to trust, and that's what they were doing right now, in riches, and to enter into the kingdom of God. He looked, and he gave us a little parable here, Reverend, just to help us out a little bit. Because a rich man hoards a lot. You know, a rich man is a hoarder. You know, they hoard that rich, if you don't mind. they hoard that money, you know what I'm talking about. They think they're going to take it with them, I guess. But watch this here, Reverend. It is easy for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, he gave him a parable.
Okay.
This parable they know so well, man, because they know that it'd be greatly difficult for a camel to go through an eye of a needle, Reverend. And they wrestle with this because a lot of folks teach it different ways. And just let my little 5 minute, man, you don't have to believe nothing I'm going to tell you after what I just said right here. This is Eric here. This is one-on-one Eric here. I know that us, we say needle, and you ever try to thread a needle, you know, you look at that thread, you like me, you go sideways, you go left, you're trying to hit one, you know. You try to get that thread to go to that needle, right, real? So you pull it through, right, so you can do it on the phone. That's an old school stuff. You might not know about that, real. When you had to sew it.
All right, come on,
when
man.
When you have sewing machines, you know, you had to thread it up, you know. Hey, real.
Yes,
you know, some people looking at that now. But let me go something. They knew it was a certain time that they closed the gate. And you can't enter in. So the camel would get on their four knees and get and crawl under that. And sometimes they get stuck, Reverend. Sometimes they get stuck, Reverend. And then and he's talking about that's like an eye of a needle. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
You know, and for them to get in there, he says it's tough for them to get in there. That's why he said it's about the riches. That's why he's trying to say about people, it's impossible for them to understand this proverb unless they know about the eye of a needle. So since they know about the what they seen, they see camels trying to get into into the eye of a needle. They can't get in there because it's so hard. Their bones won't let them flexible to slide on that gate like that. Help me, Holy Spirit, to move in there.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something. He said, that's just like a rich man. He said it would be easy. that's cold blooded. For a camel to go through that than a person to get in with the riches of his own. See, if it had entered into your heart and you trust in that money like that, he said you would not inherit the kingdom of God.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Because you will, because one thing about it, you will look at it as your God. You will look at it as your resource. It is your God. And I pray for anybody that, you know, I don't know no rich people, so everybody I know, we all, we ain't one tick to a tick, and we ain't one race to a race, you know, we ain't one eye to an eye, you know, those are rich. I can't speak on that because I'm not rich, but I can tell you what the Bible said. He said, it is easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. He said, and they are stunned at the measure of sin among themselves. Look what he said. Who then can be saved? I believe y'all all got to this. He said, who can be saved? Who can be saved? And Jesus, look what this. I love this poem. Can you imagine? This physical thing of what Jesus doing. He's looking at this. And Jesus looked upon them and said, with man, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, it's impossible, but not with God.
Right.
But with God, all things are possible. Can I get an amen to that? All things
amen.
Are possible. God can take that. Most people I've read a few times. Most rich people, you know, especially back when your parents or your late, you're older than me, you get a little older, they was maids. You know what I'm talking about? They were house maids. They were, you know, they're midwives and all that. You know, some of them rich folks leave the money to them, not even to their kids. You know what I said?
That's right. Yeah.
You know what I said? So I beg the difference, but you know, he said he been so much this way and he was so much that way, and then when they come down to read the will, and they found out he gave all the money to Reverend Henry, and the kids got mad, and why are you gonna give him? Why are you gonna, he wasn't but a slave. This is, and I won't say this is, I'm just using it, not being so comical, but I want to tell you this is, I believe God blessed that young man or that woman when they gave that money up right
there.
That's
right.
Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit.
That's
right.
That's a sign
that's
of
right.
They heard the call, man. They heard the call. I don't know what the teacher, but I want to think about this here. To get a break from the Lord as a rich man, to be enslaved to this earth, only God can convert and change and turn that rich man. Only God can do that.
Nah.
Because no man,
right.
Like I can walk up to, man, give me your money, man, you can get to heaven. Man ain't going to look at me like I'm a fool. You know what I'm talking about? The Bible says, you know, until he get it, God get in his heart. Until God put something in his heart, in her heart, in his heart, they will not see it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When God said, go see him. This is, the thou has good, given good to the poor, and thou shall have treasure in heaven. Man, can you imagine? It takes a spiritual thing to understand this. If you got riches, man, I'm not saying I'm going to give my money up and give it to nobody. That's how they look at it, Richard. But, boy, he gave him some practical statements that he did. He wants them to listen to him, but he don't want them to just listen immediately, Reverend. He wants them to hear him in the inside. God's trying to speak to the inside, and he's trying to prick the conscience for them to give to like the Bible said, to the poor. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when you study God's word and you follow his direction, watch this here, every day and talking and trusting in God, watch this, Reverend, and keeping it on your heart, it frees you from being transferred to the deception of possession, Reverend. It frees you from that because you don't look at the, you know, you, if in your right mind, if you're really right in the heart, you know you can't take it to heaven with you. Or you can't take it to hell with you. You know, watch this here, Reverend. You got to loose that thing. You got to let it go. And let me tell you something. To realize and acknowledge that the major thing in this, Reverend, now I might be sort of heavy when I say this, to know this, you got to believe. See, at this time, Jesus haven't died yet. Oh, he'll be Holy Spirit. But he was giving them some fruit, man. He knew they're going to come across some rich people. He knew they was going to come by some poor people. He knew when he gave them a little description, he said, when I was hungry, help me, Holy Spirit. You didn't feed me. When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. When I was in prison, you didn't come by and see me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they looked at Jesus and said, when all these things happened, we never seen this. And Jesus recalled the same thing again. He said, but when you govern unto the least of mine, you done it unto me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So he looked at that for us. He want us to do one thing, River. Yeah, I'm not saying we can't have money. I'm not teaching that. But I said, don't let that money control you that much. You don't watch it. You don't watch it. Can I say something? Yeah, please don't hold it to my heart. Don't charge it to my heart. Don't be a garden tool with the money. Don't let that garden tool
right
make
now.
You out. Don't let it have you run around and you selling your soul for it. Don't let that money, because you know what money does? It can help you. I'm not gonna say it can't help you, but it can hurt you too if you're not spiritually strong.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit.
That's why when my brother came the other day, now this just kind of came like this. That's when our brother came in the other day and we helped him. We helped him. A grown man. And there was so much love out of his gratitude, and he couldn't hold it. He cried, you know what I'm talking about? And it wasn't a cry of sorrow. It was a cry because he someone cared. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Someone cared about
that's
him,
it.
And so much cared about him. They didn't use see love, as a brother, dear sisters and brothers and reverend. But love is an action. You got to move tonight. You say you love me, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, I know sometimes we don't have the money to give, but then what we can give, help me, Holy Spirit. What we can teach, you know, what we can do is love. What we can do is just listen, you know, listen to them and let them get it off their chest. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you ain't heard nothing else, if you haven't heard nothing else, did you hear me? If you heard nothing else, that God is in the midst. When we are trying to do something for each other, we are trying to help one another. Don't you know the heaven? I heard a man say something the other day, Brother D, Reverend, Brother D, Sisters and Brother. I heard a man say, this man is a pastor, man. I heard him say, when he talked about the prodigal son, you know, God gave him a revelation, he said. He said God told him, we leave out the first part of that whole text. When God said he should be the one we should be looking for, you know what I'm talking about. And we should rejoice, like, because the prodigal son came home. And he said that. And I, you know what I did to that? That's the way he teach. I really believe what the scripture said, not what I feel. But I believe when the scripture said when one sinner comes back home, all angels in heaven rejoice. Don't you know that's what the ministry is about? The ministry is about is for us to go out. He said, lead that 99 righteous and go out to that boy. This is what the ministry is about. Now, he had the church hollering. He was hooping and he was doing his thing. Sometimes you get caught up in something. I really believe we know that God is the one we should be looking for. But at that particular story, I believe when the young man came back, he came back and gave us all a lesson. Let him know that some of us don't need to leave home too quick. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us have been leaving home way too quick. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't talking about you being 50 years old to leave. When I'm talking about you need to make sure that there's a connection with God. You need, because you're going to have it in this everyday life. Then when you get in some tough times, you know who to go to. Now, I bring around this a little bit, but is it anything hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? He said, the scripture said this. Now, I didn't read it. I'm going to read it one more time. Can I read one more time? He said, and Jesus looked up on them and said, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Boy, have you been there?
Amen.
When you say man can only do so much, but God said everything is possible with him. And I'm going to tell you something. The man walked with Jesus one day. He walked with God all day his life. And, God, and my book said he translated. You know who that was? That was Enoch. He walked with God, and God, and that Bible said he turned, that means he left. But he said something over there in the Hebrew writing. He said that, he said it's impossible to believe in God without faith. You have to believe that God can make a way. And you might be the only one in the room, Reverend. Sister, brother,
right.
That believe that God would make a way. You know what? I don't know about a lot of folks, but I probably never get no money. I ain't never designed to be rich anyway. I'm not gonna tell you no lie. I designed to live content, like Paul said, be content. You know, and that's for someone. I said, hey, but when you do this, trust me, God has a task for that rich man. He has a task for that rich woman. He has a task for someone being rich. He wants you to help out people, the widows, the fatherless and the stranger. You remember the book? Widows, the fathers and the stranger. They can be widow or two, man and woman. He wants us to help them. When you see somebody out there and God put it in your heart, if it's in your heart, do it. Do it. But don't go first to judge, because God, you better watch it. You might be entangling an angel. He said, beware of a stranger. He might be an angel from God. And God might and God might put something in your heart and tell you something, because he does that too. I believe in scripture. I believe in prayer. He speaks to us, and he gives us something in our mind, let us know. Then I did send somebody by your way, Brother Mike. I did send somebody by your way, brothers and sisters. I sent somebody by your way.
Amen.
But I don't remember it, Lord. Yes, I did. You remember Dust and Dust? Oh. I thought he was just doing this. And no, God put it that way for you to bless others. Help me, Holy Spirit.
No.
He put you in some situation so you can bless others. And I know this one of up and jumping down sermon and lesson. But allow me to tell you something. Salvation is here. We have to tell you and teach you how the book goes. Salvation is here. He told, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's what that man was looking for. See, you kind of can question a little bit, but he asked, how can you inherit the kingdom of heaven? That's what he asked him. He said, but if you would trust in him, Reverend, if you just believe in the death, buried in the resurrection. If he just confess out of his mouth and believe that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says he has salvation. Somebody said, you hear people always teaching that? I said, let me tell you something. Once you put it in your heart, then once you establish that in your heart, trust me, salvation is yours. Only to break you from salvation is when you leave God. When you leave God, when you stop what? Serving God. When you start not listening to the Spirit of God, because he counseled us to the Holy Ghost. Can I say that?
Right.
The Holy Ghost. So thank God for the Holy Ghost, and thank God for
this
lesson.
Lord.
I just want to leave it right there, and I want to thank God for what he expounded on today. And if there's anything was said or misunderstood, just hit the one button. We'll try our best to explain it. If not, we'll pray about it and get it back to you tomorrow. If it is will you. So we ask you, you can hit the one button. You can, if you need prayer, you can come on in, and we'll probably pray with you. We're here always to magnify the Lord. You know, and Mother sent a few things out for me. Before we go on, you can hit the one button anytime, though. I'm going to read a few things to you. She sent it, the world's fastest walker. The world's fastest walker. Jesus longed for our fellowship even more than we long for his, all my other Father. He longed for ourself. And look at this, I like this boy. It said, in our drive to productive for the Lord, let's remember the one thing worth being concerned about, enjoying time our Savior. It was during time when we come and we try to live with him. It's the best thing that ever happened once you start fellowshipping with him, when you start walking with him. And man, it's, you can be going along your everyday life, and he speaks to you to encourage you. Because sometimes we just need to be encouraged. This walk with Christ. Because we believe, I said, Enoch walked with him. And he walked so much close to the Lord, God just brought him on. But you did a good job. Bring you on.
Yeah.
I'm in the book, y'all. And I love that book. If you walk with the Lord, and you carry that cross, and know it's going to be a burden, but with that burden, it's a greater reward. Oh, help me, oh, shit. Because you're connected to the King. Look what it said, complete or coverage. So it said, God's plan, oh, help me, oh, spirit. I'm reading the book, y'all. He gave me this.
Yes,
God's
sir.
Plans always lead to victory.
Hmm.
They must get to quit this. I just read what you said. God's plan always lead to victory. His plan.
That's it?
You know, God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
Not our plan, but God's plan always lead to victory. Look what he said, choose not the path that God calls blessed. Can't bless. He said, for it will end in sure defeat. But choose God's path of victory. Help me, Holy Spirit. It was there, and with his plan, you won't complete. Like I said, with his plan, you won't complete. And I'm going to tell you this, once you on God's side and you racing that race and you doing what you said, God going to make a way that you make it in. You know why he did it? Through his son. We got coverage, brother. Oh, yeah. You know how you go somewhere, you get some shit. You got some coverage, brother. His will fight for. He will fight for you, our Lord Jesus. He will fight for you. The horse is made ready for the day battle, but victory rests the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. The horse is made for the day of battle, but the victory rests with the Lord. Proverbs 21. And 31, I'll thank you for them because you know this race look what I'm going to say. Look what I said when I finished. This race we're in, if we just keep our hand on the master's hand, there's going to be some ups. Hold up. There's going to be some down. Hold up. There's going to be some down. Hold up. There's going to be some valid. Hold up. But boy, let me tell you one thing. If you're trying to get your head on this side, you can forget it. Nothing compared to that new Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing going to be compared to being with him. Yeah, you feel like you think, you feel like, you know, heaven is on this side, on the free thing. You got a little victory here and there. But, boy, the victory, the true victory is being with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to say this in passing.
Yeah.
When I get there, I'm going to read this one more thing to you. Our task still is to be prepared for life tough tests. Can I do that? Our task is still to be prepared for life tough tests, to build a ministry. We study, work, and pray. Help me, Holy Spirit. To build a ministry, we study, work, and pray. To build a ministry, we still work and pray. To create a beautiful art, we master a skill. To conquer a mountain, We secure our tools of building our strength. Like we said, then prepare. I like this here. We are more the conqueror. Through what? Christ.
Christ.
I love that one. But I'll tell you this here, right? As we reflect back on the approach of the Holy Spirit, he dwells with us. He resides with us. He loves us. He wants us to come in and have. He want to sup with us. He said, I stand at the door knocking. He won't let me in, brother.
In it, man.
I stand right there coming in. I want you to allow me to come on in. Because when I come in, I want you to do something for me. I just want you to be quiet for a minute. This is our brother. Once he starts talking, once he started talking, Brother D, I can't be quiet no more.
Yeah.
I can't hold my peace. Because it's been too good to me, man. So I thank God for this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful word. Because if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side, I'm still stuck on that impossible. I'm still stuck. He said, but with man, it's impossible.
But with him, with that man, called
all things.
That's
but he said, look what he did. Look what he did, Brother D. He said, but with God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, let me say that. That's a whole other subject. Yes, sir. Yeah, we here. Brother D, anybody want to say something? Reverend, it's open, man, you know.
You know, my brother. I was listening. I've been in and out and been blessed to listen this morning. First, give to God, who is intruding the head of my life. And as I'm listening this morning, I say all the time, it should be something that should just freeze you. You should get stuck on something when you hear the word of God. Now, my brother started reading this morning, and I like when he got to the part. He stopped right here. And I want him to go back to it. He stopped. He says, go and sell off all your goods. What the Lord told him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, take up your cross and follow me.
Follow.
But I like the part that came behind that because it describes me. See, the part that came behind it described me as a man. He said, look, the Bible goes on to tell a man that he went away sorrowful.
Mm-hmm. Sorrowful.
He couldn't see himself being broke. He could see himself not having it. Then there's another thing my brother said before that really touched my heart. My brother was speaking on our brother,
mm-hmm.
how he cried.
Mm-hmm.
He cried tears of joy. See, it's a good thing to know that God has put it on someone's heart to love you. My grandfather used to always say, he said, son, a person don't have to love you. If they choose to show love, be glad that they chose you to show it too. See, mm-hmm. my brother's heart was lightened. It wasn't heavy. It was lightened because he sees that.
Yeah.
I like that my brother said, that four-letter word carries so much weight. See, it's a word of action.
Yes, sir.
Jesus showed action. He didn't show just word in mind. He hung on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
How much do I love when he's stretched and wide? See, he showed action in love. So when my brother came on and seen that his brother showed action. Now watch this here, bro. You're going to get out of the way. I'm not going to be like my brother. I already appreciate you. Look here. For those that didn't have to give, don't you know the Lord will bread? Look here. I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. For those that didn't have to give but wanted to give freely from your heart. Don't you know you get the same blessing as the ones that gave? Oh, he'll press it down, shake it up, and run it over still. He'll still open the floodgates of heaven to you because you want to give from your heart, not from your abundance.
That's it.
Oh, you didn't have it to give.
That's
you didn't have a nickel to give, but your heart said, oh, I wish so bad I could give him something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have financials to give, but I can pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
God will bless you just as well.
Mm.
See, and the reason I know he will, because like my brother said earlier, God is no shorter than his word. He can't turn back. God said that my word be true and every man will be a lie. So God can't turn back.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to let brother know, you blessed as well. Those that didn't have it. And those that have it are those that had it to give. I told you guys Friday, I'm so glad that the Lord has blessed me to be able to help.
Yes.
And look here, brothers.
Yeah.
There was a time. Yeah. There was a time I had abundance. There was a time I was out there selling drugs, and I had an abundance of money. I was making $4,000-$5,000 a day, sometimes more. And didn't want to get nobody nothing. Didn't want to give you nothing.
All right.
But thanks be to God, I got less than do more. You know what I said, my brother? I have less now, and I do more.
Yeah, okay.
Because now, back then, if I gave you something, it was a showboat. Now I give it from my heart. Back then, I wanted to tell a man what I gave. Now I want nobody to know what I gave. I only want Jesus to know. Nobody.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why he could. That's why he went away soft, my brother. He said, "Sell off all your goods. Then pick up your cross and follow me."
Follow me.
Beautiful lesson, well, my brother. Beautiful lesson. Beautiful lesson. My brother said something. All messages are not shouting messages, but all now this is gonna sound contradicting to some of them. All messages are not shouting messages, but all messages are shouting message.
Brother, there you go. Should be, huh?
What do you mean? It's not shouting. I may not shout you in this kernel form, but in your heart.
Come on now.
Your heart should shout for joy when you hear the word of God.
Yeah.
So all messages are not shouting messages, but they should shout you.
Yeah, yes, sir. I believe that.
I feel good when I hear the word of God. Even when I'm down and out, I come on here and I look at, oh, man, it's after 8. I got to get on. I get on, I hear the word of God. It just makes me feel good. It takes away my burden.
It does.
He eases my pains, real. He eases my pains from me. Those trials and tribulations that had me weighed down, God, take your burden to the Lord.
There you go.
And leave me. He eases my pain from me.
Mm-hmm.
He really, really did. In the name of Jesus.
You know, when you said that, River, I'm on a river, when you said that about the wands and give, right, but we made a call. And we said, you don't have to say one word. We just hit the one button. Let's touch and agree. Because when it was all said and done and started, it was one in prayer. It wasn't about a monetary like that. Is that right, man? It was about prayer.
That's right. Yeah, right. It's about prayer.
And, yeah. So if you didn't do nothing, hit the one button. And there was a lot of them hit it, too. I ain't going to say everybody did, but a lot of them did. But I tell you this here, Reverend, the conviction comes from the heart. You know, to my life, like a brother was saying, it comes from the heart, man. And once you find out you can help somebody, whether in prayer, whether in ministry, or whether it's any money, you know what I'm talking about? It's how you feel about it. But I learned from the bottom of my heart, love is an action. You tell me you love me. You know what I'm talking about? And you don't, I don't feel the love with action, though, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? But God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. That's action, brother.
That's
action.
That's right.
If you don't get nothing else, that is action. Reverend,
that's
what
right.
You got, Reverend?
Yes, sir. Lord, I just thank God for how He has blessed us. Again, He has blessed us. I'm still thanking God at verse 27. Jesus looking upon them. And this is an encouragement to those that they just can't see their way. It said, with men, it is impossible. But it told them, but not with God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. With God, meaning that we need, it's a necessity that we have God. That's the only way we can make it. With God, all things are possible. It may be, you might look at this walk as being impossible because you got to fight against principalities, wickedness, and high places. But with God, with God, all things are possible. That's encouraging to those that feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. But with God, with God's strength, with God lifting us up, with God keeping us, with God holding us, with God holding back things that, you know, like that over there in Luke, one of your favorite scriptures, you know, those Satan desires to have you. He wants to do something to us, but God is holding, thank you, Jesus. He only lets a little bit through that we may cry unto Him, yet show His manifestation of His love once again toward us. So we thank you, man. I thank you for that. With God, all things are possible. Yes, sir. We thank God. We thank God today. who can be saved? With God. who can be saved? Because of him, we can be saved. Because of what Jesus does. And we accept that. He answered all questions. Thank you, Jesus. With God. Thank you, Lord. With God. Amen.
Thank you. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Well, we're at the point of time, mm-hmm. brother. I pray where it's at, but pray for this day that God bless us all mm-hmm. day long. That he cover us and be with us as we travel this day, you know. Ask God mm-hmm. to give us strength in this day and be with us, man, you know. Because mm-hmm. we want to ever please him, but, you know, I do know one thing, we have to take time mm-hmm. out. You know, that's what we did today. We took time out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We took time out. So now we want to let it keep us all day long, you know. Please keep mm-hmm. us, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bow down here, with a lift up heart, asking you, Father God, to be with us in this day, Lord. Guide us along our way, Lord,
yes,
that we need your comfort, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, mm-hmm. Father God, to be with everyone by the sound of our voice, Lord. Touch them, Lord, and give them what we call love and peace and happiness, Lord. If there's anything mm-hmm. straining us up right now, Lord, give us some of this reprieve through all this, Lord. Give us some of the acknowledgement, the trial there, Lord. Bless our coming in and our going out, Lord. Bless us on our job that we have favor there, Lord. Bless us in our household mm-hmm. that we be of courage, Lord, that you are in the midst. Bless us, Lord, that will strain us up each and every day and that's misunderstanding, Lord. Let it all be mm-hmm. explained out with your love, Lord. Let it be with your grace, yeah. Lord, that we do your will, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the message, mm-hmm. Lord. If it was anything in the message was misunderstood, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless us, Lord. Let it be explained mm-hmm. more plainly, Lord. They have a ministry come on later on, Lord. We ask you to be with that little time that they give them to be able to speak
yes, Lord.
To someone that day, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Bless that so that it always lifts you up, Lord. Bless it that it always keeps you first, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you, Lord. We ask all mm-hmm. this in the mighty name of Jesus' name. We pray. Amen mm-hmm. and amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.